The motorsports world is where legends are made, the unthinkable happens, and barriers are broken. One man harnesses the power of an industry every week. This is the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor with Jim Beaver.
Welcome to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. We got a very special edition. You're going to start hearing some motorcycles firing off in the background. That is because we are live here from Sturgis with our partners Fistful of Bourbon, drinking a little whiskey, laying it down at Sturgis. We got tire smoke in the background, and I will say it is Continental Tire Smoke because they're having a burnout. They're good partners, General Tire, Continental Tire. Yes, they make motorcycle tires as well. But we are out here. We got some fun guests lined up. My boy, Tim Montana. We've got some Fistful of Bourbon girls. We've got brand manager for Fistful of Bourbon. We got somebody here from Buffalo Chip because we are live here at the Buffalo Chip. And, man, this is going to be one hell of a show today. Really excited to be taking in Sturgis the past 3 or 4 days. Just taking in all the sights, all the senses. Let me tell you, this place is absolutely off the hook. Music, motorcycles, booze, parties, fun times. I mean, talk about a bucket list for me. We are here having a great time, and we're going to be talking about it on air today. So if you are a fan of motorcycles and whiskey and good times, you're going to love the show. So we're going to take a short commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to jump right into things out here at the Buffalo Chip and Fistful of Bourbon, and we'll get rolling here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor, Fistful of Bourbon, an edition live from Sturgis.
From the 2018 Master Distillers of the Year comes a bold new American whiskey in Fistful of Bourbon. Their whiskeys have been award-winning for generations. Now they're going all in on bourbon, blending five straight whiskeys to create a big, balanced bourbon that stands apart from everything else. So grab yourself a Fistful of Bourbon, a blend of five bourbons created with over 100 years of whiskey blending experience. It ain't just a bourbon, it's a damn fistful. Please enjoy responsibly.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
All right, and we're coming at you from Sturgis here at the world-famous Buffalo Chip. And speaking of Buffalo Chip, we got Damon here with the Buffalo Chip. Man, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having us.
Well, I got to say, I know your family, you know, kind of the creators of this. Tell us a little bit about how this whole thing got started here with Buffalo Chip, because I'm looking at this and I'm hearing sellout crowd. There's absolutely no more RV space on the property, and this is a big property. I mean, what you guys have accomplished here is pretty remarkable, man.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's our 40th anniversary, which is the 81st anniversary of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. So we've put together quite a lineup of entertainment, bike shows, concerts, races. We've got a full circuit, full gambit of entertainment and activities for people. See the Clydesdales, Budweiser Clydesdales are rolling in right by us right now. They'll be parading through the amphitheater here in short order, probably in 60 minutes or so.
Yeah, and that's actually pretty cool because I know the Clydesdales, that's something they selectively bring out. That's not something they bring out all the time. So to have them here on property, I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I think the last time they brought them out was in 2015 for the 75th anniversary. So it doesn't happen often. And it's a pretty special moment. People come from all over the county and the state just to see them. It's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm just looking at this venue, the amount of people packing in here. I mean, we're, you know, it's pretty awesome. I know you got some concerts lined up, you know, over the course of the week. I mean, you know, final weekend, it's POD. I know Kid Rock's playing early in the week. I mean, you guys have entertainment. I mean, we're hearing motorcycles rev up, music going all the time. We got Fistful of Bourbon. I mean, it's just a good time out here.
Yeah, we like to live by our motto, which is to be the best party anywhere. And you can tell me, what's your opinion? Are we living up to it so far?
Oh, absolutely. I got to tell you, I've had a hangover for about 3 days, and that's a good thing, I guess, when you're Sturgis, right?
Oh, you got down to business right away then, huh?
Yeah, we did. There was no pacing ourselves, right? It's just all in.
That's the veteran move is to realize it is a marathon. we're at it for about 2 weeks leading up to this, and then, of course, we plan all year long for this 2 weeks. So it feels good to just be in it and see it all unfold.
Well, and I think that's one of the cool things, you know, about this event and things like that. I mean, last year when the world kind of shut down, I mean, one of the big staples that everybody looked forward to is Sturgis. Sturgis went off. Everything else was shutting down. Sturgis, Buffalo Chip, it was still on.
Yeah, and that's in large part due to Rod Woodruff's persistence, you know, to buck the trend of the populist culture at the time. There was a lot of pressure to not do it, and we went ahead and did it, knowing that it was an outdoor environment and feeling that we were going to be able to pull it off safely. We did, and what that did was got a ton of attention for the state of South Dakota. Tourism just boomed. The governor did a great job of just keeping things open so that we could all stay in business, and because of that, we see traffic and tourism from all kinds of areas of the nation. And additionally, two-thirds of the people that have come are newbies this year, I think, just because of all the attention that got from last year. So we're at it again. We know that we pulled it off successfully last year, and here we are.
Yeah, and here's the question. I mean, Buffalo Chip, I'm looking at this property. This is pretty much an entire city that sprung up for the next, you know, for a week and a half, 2 weeks. I mean, you know, in between things like that, I mean, what's this property used for? You guys still doing concerts? I mean, is it still, you know, the camping still there? Or is this just literally 2 weeks out of the year it's used and then it kind of goes off the grid for, you know, for a year?
We have a couple of other events early on in the summer. We just had a Komodo Adventure Touring Festival that was here last month. But, yeah, for the most part, our main focus is this 2 weeks out of the year, and it's changed a lot. You know, I grew up here because it's a family-run business. My father started it in 1982, and just right over here on this hillside is where our showers used to be, is a little water tank sitting on top of the hill with PVC pipe coming out of the bottom of it with the holes drilled in the bottom of the PVC pipe, and people would just stand under the PVC pipe dripping on them in cold water. So we've come a long way. We've got a full city, like you said, here. We've got hundreds of vendors. We've got water and electrical. We've got a full one of the largest stages in South Dakota, and everything you need is here, so you shouldn't need to leave once you get here.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. I mean, you know, obviously we know the musical acts that are playing this week. I mean, you've got some AAA talent that's playing here, but I mean, over the history of the Buffalo Chip, I mean, you know, looking back, you guys have had to have some of the most iconic bands and musical acts, I mean, of all time, Hall of Famers here at the Chip. I mean, that's got to be something you guys are pretty proud of.
Yeah, we try and keep it top level, top-notch entertainment, and usually somebody that's on the charts each night. Yeah. And, you know, for example, this week we had Kid Rock and ZZ Top and Shinedown, and we're about to close it out with POD.
Yeah. So all that being said, I know you've been around this, you know, since you were pretty much born. You got to tell me, you got to have some stories in your back pocket that you've seen here and stuff that you can actually tell about. I know there's probably plenty that you can't talk about, but there's had to have been some moments that stick out in your mind where you're just like, wow, that was pretty insane.
Yeah, before we got on the recording here, we were just talking about how Roland Sands drove his motorcycle off the front of the stage. That's pretty memorable. As he was doing it, somebody was saying, "There's no front brakes on that bike," as a reminder, just a split second too late. And then a couple years before that, we've got some pretty good national attention when Steven Tyler of Aerosmith, in the third song in, spun around and just dropped sideways off the front of the thrust and broke his collarbone. There was the year that John McCain was on his presidential run, and he stopped here with Cindy, and we got some press out of that because he had offered that Cindy McCain would be the first lady to have also been in the Miss Buffalo Chip contest. So he was offering it up in a modeling contest out here. There's all kinds of stories like that. I grew up listening to bands like Hank Rotten, who's our MC. He's been here for 35 years, and he used to sing in between all of the main acts these funny songs like Sleeping With My Butt to the Wall and Hoping the Lawyer Will Call and Sheep Don't Tell, all kinds of just crazy stuff. Growing up, it's changed a lot since 1982, though. It's pretty tame by many means.
Yeah, but you know, that's funny though, because I mean, I look at the crowd and you got a mix. You said like you got a lot of first timers this year for a lot of reasons. You know, I know motorcycle industry exploded last year, you know, and people tired of sitting at home. They went out, they bought Indians, they bought Harleys. They were like, it's time to have a good time, hit the road. A lot of first timers here, but I'm looking around the crowd going, there's a lot of people that have probably been here 30, 40 years, you know, that have been coming back year after year. And you probably see some of the faces of people you see once a year and they've almost become family over the years.
Yeah, that's it. I think it comes down to human connection. You know, that's why people come here. The music is the soundtrack, but the real root of what we're doing here is building memories for our life story. And people come together. You make best friends here. I've made them growing up here. And people just keep coming back. We've got the guys that have been here 18 years. We got the guys that have been here 5 years. At some point along the way, they started bringing their ladies, too. I remember seeing in the early 1980s, if you look at a photo out in the front of the stage, it was just sausage fest. It was all dudes. And at some point, they said, hey, you guys got to get some electrical and water out here so I can bring my woman. And that changed the whole dynamic.
Well, and that's what's crazy. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, there's a lot of women around here. There's all kinds of wet t-shirt contests. You know, got the bikini bike wash. But I'm looking around going, you know, it's not just women riding on the back of the bikes now. There's a lot of women that are riding bikes themselves. And I think that's actually a pretty cool thing, you know, that they're like, I ain't going to ride on the back anymore. I'm going to ride too.
Yeah, that's true. I think they're saying 20% of the market now is women purchasing motorcycles. And we just recently announced the Women's Day celebration, and that celebrating the women's role in motorcycling with a full day of activities of women's workshops, working on bikes, welding workshops, and women ride. But it's also it's not exclusive, it's inclusive. So it's male and women supported events, just celebrating that fact right there that you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, it has been awesome catching up, my friend. I mean, I'm taking this all in. First time for me at the Chip. I've been here last, I think this is day number 3 for me, but just an amazing venue. You guys have done a phenomenal job. I mean, I can't wait for some of the music to come. I've been having a great time, and I got to tell you, for a first timer this year for me, I will definitely be back next year.
You got to tell me what what stuck out the most at you so far.
To be honest with you, so far, like you walk into the property and you hear a lot about it. But to me, the magnitude, I mean, we're standing up here on the second deck and I'm looking and you just see row after row of motorhomes, RVs, people, I mean, bikes. I have never seen this many bikes in one place at one time in my entire life. I mean, it's just a sea of motorcycles. It's just awesome. And everybody's having a good time. Everybody's got smiles on their faces. You know, it's just people are living life here, you know, and it's they're out, they're experiencing life. They're not chained to the, you know, to the couch. And I think that's what's great. I mean, people are out here, you know, just doing what we're supposed to do. And that's enjoying, you know, the world. And that's, to me, that's the biggest takeaway here. It's just I'm looking at the people all having a blast.
Yeah. And that's the special thing about it is to be involved in this, is this, that people legitimately want to be here and everybody's happy to be here. And it's some of the nicest people ever. And when you get people together that want to be there and have a good time, you know what happens is you have a good time.
Absolutely. Well, it has been a blast catching up with you. Thanks for coming on the show, and thanks for everything you guys are doing here at Buffalo Chip.
Thank you so much.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris RZR brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris RZR because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris RZR because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team RZR because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris RZR because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris RZR because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRZR.com or follow at Polaris RZR on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RZRLife to share your story.
All right, we are here with my boy, Tim Montana. I got to tell you, Tim, I don't know if I told you, but last time you were on air, I actually got in trouble with the FCC.
Really?
So, yeah. I got a little trouble. The National Network says, there's too many F-bombs and S-bombs. I said, no, we edited those out. They go, no, you didn't. I go, no, we edited those out. And they go, Yeah, you missed a few.
Did you? Oh my gosh.
No, it was kind of. It was actually funny. We didn't get fined or anything, but I got a little slap on the hand warning from Big Brother.
Well, gee golly willigers, that's terrible news.
I think it's great. It's
Holy
a good story.
Smokes.
It's a good story, Tim.
I'm just gonna do PG cussing today.
Yeah. Now, we'll bleep anything that slips up because you and I get telling stories. But, man, we're out here. You know, it's Sturgis here at Buffalo Chip. I know you're playing at full throttle tonight.
Yep.
You've been here before. I haven't. I'm taking this all in, man, and it's a good time.
It's pretty wild. If you haven't seen it, I mean, by day three, the sound of motorcycles should give you anxiety, especially if you sleep on site because it just never stops.
Yeah. That's funny. I grew up around like dirt bikes and race cars. My dad firing up race car engines at 7 in the morning up till 11 o'clock at night, you know, and have a race that weekend, stuff like that. So I grew up with the sound. So like my hotel, I'm staying there and there's Harleys all night long. And it didn't bother me. To me, that's like it's soothing. It puts me to sleep.
Right.
So I'm good with that. But I know you got a big concert tonight and tomorrow night. I mean, what's it like to play? What's a crowd like at Sturgis playing at one of these venues?
Oh, it's really cool because it's a good place to find people from everywhere. So, you know, it's not – when we tour around, we hit people that are in certain markets, you know, Missouri, whatever. But here it's, you know, from everywhere across the world. So you get fans that will be like, oh, I saw you in Sturgis 3 years ago. And they go back home and tell their friends. So, you know, it's a super spreader for music event.
Sorry, I'll be a super spreader if it means I get to take in some Tim Montana music.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know you rolled in. I was laughing. I don't know how much you've taken in, but I live on the river, so I'm exposed to wet t-shirt contests, stuff like that all the time. We went to one in downtown Sturgis last night. I got to tell you, it was one of the most entertaining wet t-shirt contests I've ever seen, Tim. And you had all body types in that one too, buddy.
Oh, yeah. They come from all walks of life all over the world. I made the mistake a few years ago of bringing my kids through here on my way home. We opened for Kid Rock here at the Buffalo Chip, and I brought my 7-year-old daughter at the time, or 8-year-old, and my 4-year-old son. And I remember looking out the window, and I had to shut the blinds, and all she said was, "Daddy, do you think they're going to get sunburns on their nipples?" And I'm like, "Oh my God!" And my wife looked at me, and she's like, "Oh, this is a good idea to bring the family to Sturgis." And I was like, "No, they're going to grow up like their dad, dude, just a derelict."
Yeah, I noticed they're not here this year, though. So
no,
you learned your lesson.
They roll straight on through now.
Yeah, they meet you at the next time.
They've done it. Well, they did it last summer, too, because we actually played up here.
Yeah.
And, you know, when everything else is shut down, and my kids were on the coach going to school on the computers, and my Dalton said to his class on Zoom, "Oh, my God, there's a bunch of strippers walking by." And I'm going like this with a hand signal to my neck, like, "Knock it off. You're going to get kicked out of school again."
Yeah.
Terrorists, man.
It's like what? No, legit. My daughter, a couple years ago, they had this thing in school, and it was something about adjectives. I don't know, something. They go, "So tell us what your parents like to drink." And this kid's like, "Oh, my mom likes Diet Coke." Other kid goes, "Oh, my dad likes to drink Gatorade." My daughter gets up there. They go, "What's your dad like to drink?" She goes, "My dad drinks beer."
That's amazing. Sounds like my kids.
Yeah. Well, at least she's A for honesty, right?
Right.
Teacher's like, "Well, how much do you drink around your daughter?" I'm like, "We need to answer that."
Oh, God.
What the hell else happened? Last time we caught up was right after we were up there at Dirtfish. I know, you know, obviously music business has come back. That's got to have you excited to be back on the road instead of stuffed at home. And I know you love doing YouTube videos and the Instagram stuff. It's got to have you pretty damn excited to be back playing live crowds.
Yeah, we're out there. Crowds are bigger than they've ever been. People are excited. I think they're not taking live music for granted anymore.
No.
There's a band in the area they want to see. They come see it. And it's been good, man. I said yes to everything. And then I looked at my calendar and the globe, and I was like, "Oh, my God, how's that going to happen?" So we are boot scooting around the country 24/7. But, man, I can't complain. It's good to be back to work. Hope it stays that way. So fingers crossed.
Yeah, is there a little bit of you? Because I know you, and you're a workhorse, man. You play hard. You work hard.
Right.
You know, is there part of you, because I know your upbringing, we've talked about it before on the show, is there part of you now, you get all these invites, and you feel like you have to say yes because you're scared to death that someday you're not going to get any calls to have a deal? It's like, "No, I got to work. I got to put that money away because you work so hard because you're scared you won't have a job at some point."
Right, right. Well, yeah, having that year off and the phone not ringing much, you know, it's then that just came back. It was like one day all of a sudden, bam, I get 25 offers for concerts. And then we actually had to say no to some this year because there was a ZZ Top show in Corbin, Kentucky. And I was like, "I can't not go open for ZZ Top." But then we looked at the map. We're like, "Dude, that does not work. You cannot make that flight from Montana to somewhere in Kentucky and drive up and then fly back to Montana."
Yeah.
Just didn't work out. So that's the unfortunate part, is we did have to say no to stuff. But It's coming back, and I think we're going to be out with ZZ later this year. We got some dates with Kid Rock in Nevada. What is that, 15, 16 October?
Yeah.
Laughlin and Sparks.
I know, I'm there. Oh, I am there. It is on. I am
you
there.
And I are doing our own wet t-shirt concert competition.
Are we?
Yeah.
We're the judges?
Yeah.
We're in it?
Yeah, I cannot.
Okay, we got to get Street Bike Tommy in there, though. If we're doing a wet t-shirt contest, we got to have Tommy in the mix.
That's a motorboat and summer gun right there.
Yeah, we just all wave the white flag. Tommy, you win.
Right. Say but no more.
What's the prize for Jim, Tim, and Tommy doing a thing, though? What's the winner get?
No kidding. We should get something. I mean, yeah, I beat
we got a bottle of Fistful of bourbon here.
That'd be good.
Yeah, we can get some whiskey
him a
out.
Of Fistful. I beat him at racing, but I don't know if I could beat him at the wet t-shirt contest. Yeah.
Tommy didn't like the trick we played. So true story, we're up there at Dirtfish, and Tommy thought he was going to win. Well, he ended up having the fast time, but we had a stopwatch, and we're running the stopwatch. And Tim and I, we lied to Tommy about his time and tagged on about 5 seconds, showed Tim won, and Tommy about lost it.
Oh,
he
yeah.
was so
he
was
pissed. Ready to fight.
He was totally ready to fight. You guys are lying. I mean, he lost it. It was funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then I got called on that technicality. I'm still mad. I think I got Mia by 2 seconds. Remember he said I hit a cone after the
after
finish
the
line.
After the thing, and they say, well, it's still a cone.
Right. I'm like, tell that to Dale Earnhardt, man. When he crosses that finish line, it starts burning out. It's called a celebration. God almighty.
We need a round two for that, I guess, right?
Right. Yeah. If you can hear this, Mia, I'm coming for you.
Oh, she'll hear it. That's funny. She's this little unassuming girl. She likes to talk trash.
She did. I had her rolling because I talked so much trash to her that she finally opened up and started digging on me. And I'm like, she's out of her shell now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. When you break her out of the shell, it's on. It's,
oh, yeah. That was a hoot.
Awesome. So playing tonight, full throttle.
Tomorrow night as well.
And then you're, on the road to South Carolina? And then after that, I know you got your TV. You're starting to do some more filming, right, for your show?
Yeah, we're doing stuff YouTube now, but got some exciting stuff in the works with all the Tim Montana wild shit we do on the road. What else we got? We got a couple movies coming out. So,
movies. Tim Montana goes to the movies.
Yeah, we got Last Son with Sam Worthington, Machine Gun Kelly, Thomas Jane, Heather Graham. We got a small role in that. And then I picked up a bigger role in Murder at Emigrant Gulch with Richard Dreyfuss and Isaiah Mustafa. He's the Old Spice guy.
Yeah.
Gets out of the shower and he's on a horse and stuff. Really cool dude. We became good buddies. So we got that one coming out. We're going to film another one here in October. So I found a weird niche with this Western world,
That's awesome,
movie,
though.
So it's fun.
You ever look back 10 years ago, how the hell am I where I'm at?
Yeah, I have no idea. When I got cast in the first one, I told my buddy, I'm like, I'm not an actor. He's like, oh, yes, you are. And I'm like, I'm not. He's like, oh, yes, you are. And then I didn't sleep for like 2 weeks thinking about it. But we got through it, and it was fun. And
that's a true story. First time I got a call to do TV voiceover work. Huh? Right. What? It's the call we all want, and then you get the call, and then it's like,
I'm not good enough.
Man, what? I've been working my whole career for this call, and now I'm
right. And I'm scared. You got to tell yourself, hey, dumbass, you got the call. Obviously, you're ready.
Yeah.
Fake it till you make it.
That's it. I'm still faking it. So.
Right. Same. I'm gonna do my little online guitar class before tonight.
Awesome, Tim. Well, I know you got a concert tonight. I'm going to go check it out. We're going to have a good time at Full Throttle with you, buddy. But always fun having you on the show. Great to catch up with you out here at Sturgis. And
awesome.
Sounds like I know we're doing a Polaris build with you. Worst case, we're going to catch up at Laughlin, I think.
Yep. Awesome. Can't wait, man. Thank you so much, Jim.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports. The sound of the racetrack. And the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next cat-back exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at GSPXTV.com today.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor, Fistful of Bourbon Edition out here at the Buffalo Chip in Sturgis. Got my good friend Paul Coffey with Fistful of Bourbon here. Looks like we're going to have a little whiskey here in a minute, Paul. But, man, this is I walked in 2 days ago, and I got to tell you, I just saw Fistful of Bourbon banners everywhere.
Yeah, that's the plan, man. We're looking pretty good here this year.
It's our first year working with the team at Buffalo Chip, and they've been real pleasure to work with and kind of let us take over all over the place.
I was laughing. When we walked in, I saw up behind the stage there's this light up fistful of bourbon sign, and I was like, I so need to buy one of those for my radio studio. I was like, you guys need to make like a dozen of them and just sell them. I was like, I need to get my hands on one of those for the studio. It's like the raddest sign I've ever seen.
We'll get one for you. We'll get one for you.
But, no, I mean, this is awesome. I know you and I talked, and, you know, obviously we've had our good friend Fistful of Terry on here quite a bit. Anthony is a great character. All our fans have got to know him. About once a month he calls into the show and we chat, just kind of catch up. But it's kind of fun to catch up with you and talk a little bit about the brand itself, too, and where you've come. I know last year when we got together, it was the middle of a pandemic, and like you said, we're probably one of the craziest people on earth to launch a brand new brand in the middle of the pandemic
when you
can't do whiskey tastings or do any tastings like you would at events. But obviously things have worked out because, one, the whiskey's damn good and it's at a great price point.
Yeah, and I think you'll start seeing it all over the country now. We'll be putting on tastings in your local liquor stores, Total Wine, ABC. If you're out at those kind of places, you should be seeing Fistful of Bourbon samplings going on.
Yeah, well, and I think, you know, that's one of those things where, like, Anthony and I have talked about it. We've kind of compared notes. It's one of those where a lot of people are like, Fistful of Bourbon, you know, they hear about some new, you know, liquor company coming in or something, some new brand, and they try it, and it's a letdown. But I love with Fistful, you get them to try it, and it's like you said, you get lips to the glass, and then all of a sudden it's like, boom, sold, instant sell. This is good. I want more.
Yeah, well, I mean, this brand is the distillers behind this brand, well, obviously we source it all, right? But the blenders, the master blenders behind this brand, make some of the most famous single malt Scotch whiskey in the world. They've been doing it for over 130 years. So, we take the craft very seriously. You know, the bottle, the brand, we like to have a lot of fun. But it's some serious juice in the bottle, for sure.
Yeah. Well, that being said, I know, obviously, big out here at Sturgis. Got a big concert tonight. We got Kid Rock. I know Fistful will be on site all week long. But let's talk a little bit about Sturgis, because this is my first time here, and I believe this is your first time
yeah,
to Sturgis.
You and me both.
What was your first take when you walked in? Because I mean, I was just like, wow. One, this is a lot of motorcycles, a lot of people, everybody with smiles on their face. I mean, it's just this is like unlike anything I've ever seen before.
It is something else. It is a savage party. What do they call it? The best party anywhere.
Yeah.
But there's also a real family camaraderie component to this whole thing. The folks here, they keep coming back every single year. It's tradition. They know each other. They were telling me stories about how many babies have been conceived here, how many weddings have happened here. People come sprinkle their ashes here. So it really is this kind of big family environment, just like-minded people out here having fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's one of the kind of themes that it's been through this show with everybody we've interviewed so far. It's just everybody comes here and it's a good time. I mean, I feel like people are out here, they're living life, you know, smiles everywhere. You're not seeing anybody frowning, pissed off. I mean, not saying that doesn't happen when, you know, at 2 a.m. when, you know, somebody's looking at somebody's girlfriend wrong. But
I tell you, I haven't seen it. I was saying to the boys today, I'm surprised I haven't seen anything like that, you know, late at night. It's just a good time from start to finish here. And I can't believe these folks, they come out and camp. Like, we're in an RV, you know, we're being a bit bougie out here, but there are all kinds of folks who come out here and camp in a tent for 10 days in this heat and get after it every day.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's crazy. It was raining the other day. People are in their tents. It's raining. you know, they didn't even care. It was, yeah, we're taking little swigs here of some whiskey, yeah. Some Fistful of Bourbon. So here's a little, we're preaching what we're selling here.
Yeah,
so.
I wanted to crack this on camera or on the mic here. Fistful of Bourbon goes great with a beer. It's great in a Boilermaker.
Absolutely. Well, that's one of my favorite things about the social accounts is, you know, we're looking all the time, and you guys have all these amazing drink recipes that keep popping up and things like that. And I was like, Fistful of Bourbon actually goes well with a lot of different things. I mean, there's been some really cool drink recipes that have popped up through the things. I've tried a few of them, and, man, it's been pretty cool. And I think I know it's got, you know, multiple flavors that go into it, and I think it pairs well with a lot of different things because of it.
Absolutely. And those recipes, you know, Fistful of Terry, he's a wild man. He's a maniac, but he's also an award-winning bartender, mixologist. So he puts out some really cool recipes.
Yeah. Found out something last episode about Fistful of Terry, skateboards.
Oh, no way. I didn't even know that.
No, so he.
I'm not surprised.
I skateboard, and Terry goes, "You skateboard still?" I'm like, he goes, "Me too." He's like, "We got to get together at a skate park." I'm like, "That could be a train wreck."
Yeah, does Tim skateboard as well?
I'd like to see I don't know if Tim does or not, but that would be funny. But yeah, I think we got to get Terry and Tim together because those two are going to be characters.
Like, absolutely. He was just showing me some of the videos on his phone there, and I'm like, you guys are two peas in a pod.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
That's I never quite know. Like, Terry comes on the show, we literally have no agenda. It's like, we just know we're going to talk for 20 minutes, and you just never know where the conversation's going to go.
That's great.
You know, the crazy thing is every interview we've ever done, we've both been sober. So I'm like, if we ever were drinking whiskey at the same time together, we'd probably get pretty loose.
It'll happen. It'll happen, I'm sure. Yeah, we'd love to get out for your annual rally there that you were describing the other day.
Yeah, we got some pretty awesome events, you know, and I think a lot of them are kind of like this where, you know, draws 40, 50,000 people out to desert RVs, camping, you know, people just out having a good time and things like that. So I think it would be a ton of fun to have Fistful out and, you know, and you know, we've got a big bottle of bourbon on the door of our RV, and we, you know, go around to all these events and things like that. And it's become literally like we roll in and people start, hey, when is the tasting happening? When's the sampling happening? When's the whiskey come out? And it's pretty awesome because now it's like people are expecting it when we roll up. It's like, oh, they're going to roll out with a fistful of bourbon.
It's amazing to see this. I'm just looking around right now at the folks around us walking around with fistful of bourbon bandanas and drinking fistful of bourbon. You know, having launched in the pandemic, we didn't get to do these big kind of events, so this just feels really good to be here.
No, and I agree, and I think that's one of the cool things is the brand's successful, and this is kind of the first big event that you guys have
absolutely big
activation you've done since kind of things started coming back together. And I think that's what's cool, the brand's doing so well on its own without doing this. I'm like, once we start sprinkling a little fuel on the fire, I think this thing's just going to take off.
Yes sir.
So other than that, I know you're heading out, but we got a big concert tonight with Kid Rock. I mean, you know, it's definitely been a good time. It's been awesome, you know, hanging out with you, drinking a little fistful of bourbon. I'm excited for the future. Appreciate everything you do for our programs and our show. And, man, it's been fun being an ambassador for Fistful of Bourbon, Paul.
Hey, we love having you, Jim. Absolutely. Thank you very much. And, yeah, look forward to drinking some Fistful with you tonight and watching Kid Rock.
Absolutely. It is on, buddy. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for 15% discount. For 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle, your adventure, your anywhere. Born from competition, the Grabber Tire offers the durability and off-road traction you demand in a tire. We put these tires to the test in the harshest off-road racing conditions to give you a tire that will make your anywhere possible. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us photos at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. All right, welcome back to the Fistful of Bourbon edition of the Down and Dirty Radio Show here at Sturgis. We've got Deja, Andrea, and Kate. I think I got all three right, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you are helping out Fistful of Bourbon here. I think we're a couple days in, and we're out of bourbon, I hear, right?
It's all been drank.
That's a good thing, though.
Oh, God.
You guys like bourbon? I mean, are you partaking afterwards? Are you guys, like, over it at the end of the day, just like, I need to go to bed?
Listen, in the heat like this, I feel like it may kill me. However, I do like bourbon.
You're a bourbon drinker. All right. So how do you guys pace yourself for an entire thing like this? Because I know you guys aren't partying every night. You gotta,
I don't
like
think there's a such thing.
Pacing isn't real. Not.
I like your guys' style. It's all in, right? You're like, here for a week, like, we're all in.
It's the best party anywhere. Yeah. Go big or go home.
You can't pace yourself or the rally will be over.
I like it. No pacing whatsoever. So here's question number two. Any of you ride motorcycles or have ridden motorcycles in the past?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
All three of you. I like it. All right. We're making ground here. You guys party and you ride motorcycles. I like it.
It can't get better than that.
No, it doesn't. I mean, we should just end the interview right now. Like,
We're done.
I'm assuming all three of you guys, or you ladies, I should say guys, but all three of you, you work with a lot of brands, you do a lot of events, things like that. How things been with you guys coming back kind of post-pandemic where everybody's so excited to get outside, things like that? I mean, this is a crazy crowd here. I mean, how's things been with you guys? Like, have you seen, like, crowds just bigger than normal at events and things like that?
Yes. It is a lot more people than we expect. Everyone's been cooped up. They're ready to get out.
Yeah, everybody's going crazy. They're just ready to be out.
People are drinking. Oh my God. They're drinking so much.
We had people to cut just, people off at like 2 p.m. already.
They're just going crazy. They're just like, ah! Now that they're out of the house, they're just
and I'm
all
hearing
wide
that,
open.
Like, Friday was the busiest first Friday they've ever
yes.
had at the Chip.
I've been here for 7 years, and that was the busiest Friday I've ever seen, like the first Friday of the rally.
We were downtown Sturgis last night, and at 2 a.m. when they shut everything down, the bars and stuff like that, people were just getting started. Like, it got rowdy because it was like, no, you're cutting us off at 2 a.m. We're ready to go till sunup. Like, what's the matter with you? Like, literally, we walked out of this bar, and there's a line of police officers, like 50 of them. Like,
oh, Lord.
And it was just like, we're like, what? They were like expecting chaos. And I'm like, I've never seen this before. It was like, I don't know. It felt like you were marching to your death or something out of the car.
I don't think I've seen this many people here since the 75th.
So you guys
and I think it's going to be bigger. I think it's going to be bigger.
Yes. I hope so.
So all of you have been coming here to Sturgis for quite a while then?
Yeah, I think the lowest of us is 4 years at least we've been here.
8 years.
8 years?
8 years.
Is this one of those where you count on it every year like you look forward to it?
I'm trying to make it to 10.
That's I know, that's my goal. 10 years in a row, and I'm like, okay, I may retire after that, but who am I kidding?
No, but it's one of those you retire from this, but then you come back and just hang out, right?
Yeah,
where you're not
exactly.
working.
Exactly.
The riding out here is beautiful. It's one of my favorite things. I make one day a year to try to hop on the back of a bike and go ride somewhere.
Well, that was like yesterday. We had a little bit of downtime, so we went to Spearfish, and we went up to a canyon and hiked to these waterfalls. I say hike. It was like really kind of a lame hike. They had trails, like literally like wooden trails, but it was kind of like just everything around here is so beautiful. I'm glad I took a day to just go and kind of experience
totally
some of the
it.
Stuff. And everybody's riding their bikes through the canyon, but it's like it's beautiful. It's such an amazing area, you know, and obviously there's all the fun stuff happening here at the Chip, but it's like outside of that, there's so much cool stuff around here.
Yeah.
You guys tried Mount Rushmore yet? Have you been there?
Yes.
It took me like 4 years of being here before I finally like made the trip to Mount Rushmore.
Did you have to drive through
year.
The tourist trap that like the
yeah,
10
we
miles?
Were in a car and like we just made our and I was so hungover because it was after the employee party on the last day and I was like struggling, but I was like, I'm gonna see this because it's been 4 years. But
I've been 3 times and I'm a little sick of seeing it. Only because every time the new girls come and I'm always the one with the car. Uh-huh. So I have
you
to be
to,
the
you
one
have
to
carpool
them.
Sober.
Right?
Yeah,
I'm
like, guys, can we please go somewhere?
America?
I don't want to see dead presidents anymore.
No, I like the rest of South Dakota where it's just the natural beauty in the mountains.
Yeah.
Nothing that
it's
was
so
man-made,
pretty up
but
here.
Just, yeah, that's more so what I'm attracted to. So.
Yeah, we went out to the lake last year. But it's nothing like the beach. The water is still cold here. I was like, whoop, not getting in that.
Well, that was the thing. So we hiked up to this waterfall, and there's this kind of overlook, and then the waterfall's in there about 50 yards.
Mm-hmm.
This overlook at like 5 o'clock, and I'm looking at that waterfall, and I was like, there's like a kind of a cave behind there. And I look, and there's like no, there's signs that say
did
no trespassing, this and that. So we jumped the
of course
fence.
You did it.
We literally jump in the water, hike up the creek, pass the note, and we go under the waterfall. And we're back there taking pictures from the backside of the waterfall, and it was amazing.
That's
I'm like,
awesome.
How many people have done this?
Gosh, like, I
was say, wait, what was the name of it? So
that's literally what I was about to ask.
I'll tell you off air. Like literally, it's awesome. I don't want to send a bunch of people back there, but
you got to keep it natural.
No, it's amazing. It is.
Well,
it's
listen,
absolutely. It's worth it.
Write it down off air and slide it to me so I can go
Sunday.
Before.
We want to go. Hiking before
no.
we leave. It's so
an,
pretty.
It's really
out here.
Easy. Yeah. It's literally like we're talking, quarter mile. So it's not
oh,
like it's yeah. A, yeah. It's easy.
Little casual stroll.
I heard of what was it? The Devil's Bathtub.
That's a brilliant.
We were gonna go there and this is in the same area. We ended up not going to Devil's Bathtub. We did this instead. But Devil's Bathtub sounds awesome.
They went chasing waterfalls.
Yeah.
Breaking and entering.
Oh, I got a little TLC reference there.
Man,
you just aged yourself.
Hey.
And it sucks
I'm like,
wine.
All right, so what's your go-to? I mean, we got chasing waterfalls over here.
No, I'm not saying that on air.
Right.
No. If I say it off, then people
What was
gonna...
your jam at 18? What was your jam at 18?
Say.
You don't want to say, oh, come on.
That was too long ago. I'm not going back there.
I think, Andrea, you got this one.
No.
What was it?
That's going to really age myself.
What's your current jam? Let's put it that way.
Oh, gosh.
I like some Morgan Wallen.
Some Morgan Wallen is always good. Chris Stapleton.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, me and Kate are on the same page. You were, too. What did you say the other night when Hank was asking us, like, who we wanted to see come to the Chip? Whoever it was, I was over there cheering. I was like, yes.
I think it was a...
Kenny Chesney, yeah.
That's what it was, yeah.
I would like to see Volbeat come back too. Some rock.
Yeah, we were at downtown yesterday, like randomly ran into a 10 years concert. And I guess it was like the guy we were with was like a couple years ago. He randomly went into this thing and Nelly was playing. We're like, how do you randomly rock into Nelly?
What the heck? I think I've heard a lot of random Nelly songs at motorcycle rallies. And I'm like, that was random. But okay, we're here.
Yeah,
typically the genre of go-to for a biker rally.
No, same here. I just never saw it pegged, you know, bikers as Nelly fans. But whatever, to each his own. Like, I'm a Nelly fan, so... If it works, it works. But
I think it's just more of a reason to play a song to promote someone else taking her clothes off. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's getting hot.
Twist around your hair like a helicopter. Yeah.
As soon as the concert was over, they did have the wet t-shirt contest. So, I mean, I guess
how convenient.
There's
it's getting hot
there.
In here, you know.
So you guys are just, obviously we're just getting started out here at the Chip. I mean, you got the rest of the week, though. You guys working every single day till what? What do you guys get off?
Every
like 5, 6 o'clock?
It just depends. No, I wish. Like, I bartend till midnight. We do bike washes. We do promotions. We do heating contests. And so everyone has a different schedule. There's about 20 of us out here, so we rotate. Sometimes you get a break. Sometimes you don't.
That's rare.
Yeah.
I don't see that. Coming,
you
rally.
Just take a nap real quick, eat something, and then you're back on the go.
And that's just here at the Chip. We also do the Legends Ride.
Oh, yeah, we Silverado Casino.
All that.
So I guess the bright side is you're working a fistful of bourbon, so when you get off, then you get free samples, right? I guess you get. Oh, yeah.
They always take care of it.
They actually give me a fistful, and that's the thing. I'm learning that hanging out with these people, it's kind of like you don't have an option but to drink.
True story.
No choice.
No, more.
We were laughing before you came out here because Brittany and I were laughing because I'm like, so they invite us out here. We're going to Sturgis, and you're not just going to Sturgis. You're going to Sturgis with a bourbon company. And I'm like, this has train wreck written all over it in such a good way.
The best of the best.
Yeah, right?
But see, I've learned from my mistakes my first years. I come with my hangover patches now, so I'm ready.
Yes.
Oh, those
patches,
work.
Patches, liquid
they
IVs.
Do.
I have the whole setup.
So, no, I love real IVs.
Like that would be better, but, you know.
Hit me.
No, like in Vegas, things like that. And I race, so I get IVs all the time.
Why don't they have one of those
best
here?
Thing for a, no, best thing for a hangover, if you can get an IV.
Oh,
either,
yeah.
Yeah,
rehydrate
no, it's legitimately,
you.
Boom, done, instant,
in
over. Yeah, it's...
Kind of hard to find one out here, though.
Yeah.
So.
No, like, legitimately, if some nurse set up, like, an IV station, I think she'd kill it.
Bank.
It would be ridiculous.
They have to...
Don't they have, like, the oxygen tank ones, too?
Oh. I've never done those where you put the oxygen bars where they have the...
Yeah.
I have
They do, like, the flavored oxygen or something. Yeah, I've never tried that. I feel like out here they would mix something in with the oxygen, though.
Spike the oxygen.
Yeah, it would be THC, something spiked in with the oxygen. I feel like it's Sturgis.
That's not a bad idea.
Wrong. I was about to say.
I'm not going to disagree.
I'm all for it.
That's our new business model. We'll just, the four of us, log on
our It's our billion-dollar idea.
Oxygen bars.
We just have to patent this because someone's still here.
Somebody's
still here.
We are up against the time break. I got to tell you, for three girls that did not want to come on air, this has been fun. So, Andrea, Kate, Deja, thank you guys for taking the time to come in. If you're out at Sturgis, come by, see the girls, grab some fistful of bourbon.
And tip your bartenders.
Tip them well.
Thank you.
Before we go, legitimately, like, do people stiff you guys? Because I mean.
I will say the older crowd typically isn't as bad. That's one of the reasons why I do prefer to work at the Chip. When they're younger crowd, they don't. It's like almost like they don't realize that what they are doing. But if you don't tip me, I don't serve you anymore.
Well, no, and yeah, that's one of my. It's always my pet peeve because it's like some people don't get it. And I'm like, when a bartender gives you 5 ones back, there's a reason.
A reason.
They
at least
give
a dollar.
You
can part with a dollar, man. At least.
Yeah, no, but it's like legitimately, I'm like giving you ones back. There's a reason. Take the hint, dude.
They got some crisp ones out here this
year.
I've
given you 5 hints. Just take one of them.
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
Right.
They don't.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for taking the time to come on. You guys have fun, and we'll chat soon.
Thanks for having us.
For a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or @visionwheel on social media to learn more.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing. So why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
All right, and I think that's about all we got for this week. But, man, good times out here with Fistful of Bourbon at Sturgis. Once again, this is General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show powered by Polaris Razor. Thanks to all of our guests who came on. I've got a Kid Rock concert and a Tim Montana concert, doing a two-for-two this weekend. But definitely good times out here at Sturgis. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the guests. You've enjoyed our whiskey stories. Big shout out to my ride or die, my partner in crime. She's pulling down the banner in the background, Brittany Cardone. But thanks to her for, joining in on the adventures. But thanks to all you guys for tuning in. And we will see you next time. Have a great week, an even better weekend. Your weekend is not going to be as good as mine, though. And don't forget, I am racing Vegas to Reno this next weekend. So chime in on our social media channels at JimBeaver15. Follow along on the adventure. And we'll see you next time right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show powered by Polaris Razor. Grab yourself a fistful of bourbon, and we'll see you next time.